The New Mexico Public Regulations Commission has been in the news frequently of late, mostly surrounding the issues with Commissioner Jerome Block Jr., who has resigned his position. But a report just released by Think New Mexico has again brought focus onto the commission and suggests some major changes that would improve the functioning of the entity. Fred Nathan is executive director of Think New Mexico. He tells KSFR News that even though the PRC has been in the news headlines recently because of the Block incident, Think New Mexico has been working on its current report for some time.
Well, candidly, we've been working on this report for more than 6 months, so it was just one of those coincidences, which, fortunately for us, underscores the need for the reforms that we're proposing.
It's important for New Mexicans to understand that the decisions made by the PRC frequently affect them on a daily basis. One of the major problems of the PRC is their expanded scope of responsibilities.
But they've have the broadest jurisdiction of any state regulatory agency in the country, and right now their jurisdiction goes way beyond utilities to insurance, for example, home, auto, health insurance, corporations, licensing corporations, motor transportation, taxi cabs, buses, shuttles, vans, moving companies, tow trucks. They even regulate the fire marshal. So we think that if they could refocus on utilities, they'd have more time to do that and could do a better job in terms of efficiency and timeliness. And it costs taxpayers a lot of money when these decisions are overturned in the courts, which has happened, unfortunately, routinely.
The expanded responsibility of the PRC goes back several years.
Well, it goes back to 1996 when a bill passed, I think really by accident, that merged the PUC, the old Public Utility Commission, with the State Corporation Commission. And the State Corporation Commission had all of these ancillary responsibilities, and the Public Utility Commission was really just focused on utilities, and it worked much better, I think, than the State Corporation Commission had.
Nathan points out several specific suggestions for changes to the PRC to help streamline operations.
We wanted to take insurance out of the PRC and make it a separate department agency. There's some debate. The governor wants to make sure that it's not another cabinet agency, which is fine with us. And that's the way most states regulate insurance, is that it's not lumped in with utilities. It's a separate standalone agency. A second thing that we want to do is take out the Corporations Bureau. Already the Secretary of State has a unit that accepts registrations and reports from corporations. Most states have it consolidated in one agency, generally the Secretary of State. In New Mexico, businesses now have to go both to the Secretary of State and to the PRC to file various documents and pay fees. And I think in this economic climate, we want to try to be as business-friendly as possible. Third area is to deregulate motor transportation. This is something that's happened at the federal level with airplanes and with trucks, and particularly in the trucking industry. It saved consumers and shippers literally billions of dollars. It's much more efficient. It's better for consumers. It's actually better for rural areas. So we think we ought to be doing the same thing with deregulation here. And your listeners may not be aware of this, but the prices that taxi cabs charge their customers are set by the PRC, not by the market.
In addition to consolidating and focusing the duties of the commission, the report recommends some educational or experience requirements for commissioners.
The only requirement to become a PRC commissioner is that you're 18 years of age, that you've lived in the state for a year, and that you're not a felon.
A four-year degree from an accredited college or 5 years of relevant experience is suggested. Nathan points out that recent issues with Commissioner Block are but a symptom of deeper problems at the commission.
Jerome Block's situation is really just a symptom of a larger problem, and I hope that people won't think that simply replacing Jerome Block fixes the problems that we have at the PRC.
Finally, Nathan wants KSFR listeners to know that in spite of the many issues at the Public Regulation Commission, many fine people work there.
You know, I'm a particular fan of John Montoya, who is the chief of staff over there and really was the person that I think identified the problems with Jerome Block's gas card, and I think is really responsible for making sure that that situation got remedied. And I know he's been working hard to get a code of conduct over there and to get a more user-friendly website and to get them more focused on transparency. So I don't want to, you know, portray this as a black and white issue. There are some good folks over there, but I think they need help, and I think that we need to make some changes so that, you know, people like John Montoya and some of the other good folks over there can be more effective.
For KSFR News, I'm Charles Maynard.